At the zoo. He took me mainly to places of leave-taking, Bahnhof Grunewald, Auschwitz, Belsen, the grave of Heinrich von Kleist at the Wannsee, and airy galleries hung only with paintings of death, pulled me running through the tunnels of the S-Bahn as if our lives depended on some westbound train we were about to miss. But the aquarium stopped us in our tracks. We spent hours there, days, pressing our faces against the icy violet jellyfish, gliding on their eddies and backdrafts, their silken root threads quivering to pulse waves, pulling against the vortex. Clasping cold fingers, we would eye the hybrid lives of the zoo. Feather-toed hens, dwarf donkeys, kangaroo rats, and dream a stampede of roaring ghost animals in the Tiergarten on the run from the trains. The trees in the zoo's park were still frozen in their early bud, pushing small flowers into air full of the mewling of unseen birds. Snowflakes falling on the spray were tiny gulls. The yellow U-Bahn took us home, its bulbs rocking, pale petals fluttering in the arc of its headlamps.